no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I want to talk with you today about curiosity. Without a doubt, and I always run into challenges when I say this, without a doubt, one of my favorite quotes by Ralph Waldo Emerson is, "The power men possess to annoy me," and of course he meant mankind back then, it was used as a generic pronoun, or a noun rather, "the power men possess to annoy me, I give them by a weak curiosity." A weak curiosity. No man can come near me but through my act. Emerson. A weak curiosity. Let me read that again. The power men possess to annoy me, the power people have to annoy me, the power people have to irritate me, I give them. There's enough in that part of that sentence right there just to make this a great quote, but it goes on. The power people have to annoy me, I give them by a weak curiosity. A weak curiosity. Our curiosity about people is weak. Absolutely. Our certainty is far too strong. And that's not only what creates conflict amongst us overtly, it's what creates conflict covertly. That inside of us, where we have this irritation and irritability about other people. Now, here we go. A weak curiosity. A weak curiosity. It seems that so often, and I notice that this is a trigger for complainers, is that something will happen and we will create a story in our mind as to why the other person did it. I mean, I remember when I was married, we would be getting ready to have a party or something like that. And I would put something over here, you know, the drinks we want to put over here. So I put the drinks over here. And then I would go off and do something, getting the yard ready to look nice or something. And then she would come in and she would move the drinks over there, you know. And in my mind, I had a perfectly good reason. And the challenge is that often we find ourselves going, if we're not careful, this person did this just to irritate me. And why didn't this person ask me? The question is always, why did this person do this to me? When in reality, rarely, if ever, is it done to us. It is done without very little consideration to us. But we ascribe this meaning to it. So the question we ask ourselves is the wrong question. We have a weak curiosity. If we ask ourselves a question, if at all, it's how dare you, you know, instead of I wonder why you. And let me take this more globally than little tasks around the house and things like that. It's also true in our relationships with people in the world. We look at people and we judge them. We see them in the supermarket and we judge them. We make up a story about them and we define them. The mind does that because it's lazy and it's easy to do. It's very easy to label somebody. And as Wayne Dyer says, once you label me, you negate me. I then become that label. And so often, and there's a reason for this. It's part of our protecting ourselves. We have to identify threats. We have to identify mates, you know? And so now we've gotten that a lot cleaner to where we identify people politically and racially and everything like that. And oftentimes our mind wants to be critical in doing so. And what Emerson is telling us, we need to stop labeling people. We need to stop having certainty. We need to have curiosity. And that means literally asking ourselves, I wonder why? With no angst, upset, irritation, but simply asking ourselves, I wonder why that person did that. You know, Eckhart Tolle says that if we grew up with the same parents, same DNA, and same conditions that that other person grew up with, we would grow up exactly the same way. Now, whether that's psychologically and physiologically true, I think there's a lot of truth to it. And that is that it is so easy for us to judge other people when we haven't had all the life experience they've had. And what's amazing is we don't like to be judged, not a single one of us. You don't know me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what's important to me. You don't know what has hurt me. You don't know what I aspire to be. And that's the reason I am the way I am. Having a curiosity rather than a certainty is what keeps us from getting upset with other people. I was working on this little video to explain my new complaint-free meditation program, which I've shared very consistently with you all this morning. And I was working on it yesterday with my daughter, Leah. And we talked for probably 40 minutes and came up with the name of, you know, what I wanted to call this video. Believe it or not, sometimes, I mean, we want stuff to be really good. So we spend a lot of time discussing it. We had come up with an idea that was predominantly hers. And then as I started working on the structure of what I wanted to say, I realized the title didn't really work. So I tweaked it. And rather than thinking, now, Dad, we wasted 40 minutes, you know, Leah thinking, Dad, we wasted 40 minutes. We talked this through. And then just what did you do? You changed it. You know what she wanted to know? What made you decide to go in this direction? Why was it important this way? She kept it neutral. She kept her energy out of it. It was not about her anyway. It was about me as a writer. I couldn't fit what I wanted to share with you about meditation and this program all in about a 3-minute video and fulfill a title, you know? So she kept it neutral and she asked, I wonder why. So today I want to invite you to question your certainty, to ask, I wonder why it's done this way, and then to possibly even consider it's always done with the best intentions. It's always done with the best intentions, often with sometimes not enough information, because we all act with certainty. But to ask yourself, I wonder why, and then if you can do so neutrally, ask the other person. So why da 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 da? Make sure there's no judgment in your voice. You're not out for judgment. You're out for communication. Let me catch up. Jeanette Cardoza says, hola from Boston. Brid Brady says, hi all. And if I'm not mistaken, Brid is in Ireland. And Lynn Ballone says, all signed up. Awesome. Well, that means that Lynn Ballone is going to be getting a copy of my book, A Complaint-Free World, an autograph copy of my book, A Complaint-Free World, which has sold 4 million copies in 35 languages, forward by Maya Angelou, and 10 bracelets. So I only have 4 more. One's going to Tammy, one's going to Lynn. So sign up, Complaint-Free Meditation, and let's get in there and meditate together. Listen, everybody, it is such an honor to have you here with me. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to address, remember I said that I want to answer your questions in these daily jumpstarts? I got a wonderful email, post from a woman who said she's 79 years old. And the other day she heard me say that we all have a loving God looking out for her. She said she's lived 79 years. She's heard ministers and other people say that her entire life. And with war, poverty, famine, and now the pandemic, how in the world can we say that? Well, I still believe it's true. And as you know, I won't be out to change your mind. Just share my feelings. So join me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time for tomorrow morning's Jumpstart. And above all, enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free